It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Do you guys have a governor yet?
Not yet. It's a close race. Ned Lamont is leading it at 9 o'clock this morning. Upon 9 o'clock, when I looked last at about 5:30, by about 10,000 votes. The rest of the down ticket for the Democrats have won in Connecticut, but we had a race that went till 12. It wasn't decided until 12:45 last night, and guess who was up? Because we were updating people on it. I was.
You were.
I didn't get to bed till about just before 1 o'clock. I'm telling you. And no, our incumbent Brian lost to Maria Horn by 60 votes. What a close race! I think out of about 11,000 votes. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. And I'll be interested to see, you know, what happens now that the Democrats have taken over the House of Congress.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Everybody got something last night. The Republicans got something nationally. The Democrats got something nationally. And so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
You know, we can only hope for the best.
That's all you can do, just like we always do with the weather. And today, hoping for the best, you'll win. No doubt about it.
I want to tell you, though, before you get to the weather.
Yeah.
We had downpours off and on here yesterday, and I went to vote, and I had to park far away because it was so packed. I get out of the car, and a downpour starts. So I go vote. I come back out. It's still downpour. I got to go back to the car. And it was my favorite weather yesterday, Pat, 49 degrees and a downpour.
Tell me about it. I had to go to one of those stores to get the shed for my backyard. The handyman came over and asked me if I would go with him. So we did. We got the shed, the wood, and all of that stuff. And just as we were ready to stack it into the car, you know, put it on the car and the whole bit, it was pouring. I mean, I was so wet that the water was dripping from my hair.
Yeah, it dripped from your hair down to your nose, off your nose. It was amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah. But we have at least a nice dry day today. Sunny to partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Mid-30s, clear tonight. Mid-50s and sunny Thursday. That's it. Another low comes out of the Gulf States and brings in rain by Friday afternoon. The highs again, right in Marshall's territory, 45 to 50. Rain heavy at times Friday night and then blustery with a scattered shower Saturday. Highs will be in the mid-40s. Sunday, low 40s with sunshine. There is the potential, folks, of a storm coming up the east coast of the Appalachians Tuesday next week. And I don't know what that is going to bring, but it may not just be rain. That'll be Tuesday of next week.
All right. So now I got to get back to the elections here, Pat.
Yes.
So we had the Brian Oler and Maria Horn election where Maria won closely here. In New York State, a guy that we all know around here, Mark Molinaro, was going up against Cuomo. And Cuomo won handily. But then he was like $10 million spending against $1 million for poor Mark Molinaro. But the big news was a congressman by the name of John Faso lost to a newcomer, Delgado. In our adjacent New York side area. That was the big news there. And as I said, we still don't know who's going to be governor of Connecticut. Yeah, the guy that I would have voted for was the third guy, Oz. Oz is out of it. But the other two are there.
Yeah, with Cuomo, I had no doubts in my mind he was winning hand over fist. I mean,
well,
I didn't ever think it was a question. I figured he was just going to get it.
It wasn't. But, you know, Mark Molinaro is a great guy. He was the youngest mayor ever in New York. Real nice guy. And I hoped he would do better. But he got walloped. And it's too bad. It's too bad because he's a nice guy. And not that Cuomo isn't. I don't know whether he is or not. But what the heck?
Marshall, there's an old saying about nice guys.
Yeah.
That's right. You know that saying, because that's where you and I fit in.
It was a night. There was something for. If you're a Republican, you're happy. If you're a Democrat, you're happy. And I'm just happy that the midterms are over.
Yeah. So now for the finals.
That's
not
right.
Just kidding. But yes, yeah, that's all over with. And the weather is definitely, it will be taking a turn toward of a more wintry pattern. I'm not totally convinced that once the winter pattern sets in, like over the weekend and next week, that it's here for to stay, because I totally don't think so. So, it just like you said, there was a little bit of everything last night for everybody. The weather will be the same over the next car, I would say the next 2 or 3 weeks. A little bit of everything for everybody.
And we might get snow on Tuesday.
Tuesday, and yes, you got to keep that in mind, because you didn't go to the city this Tuesday. You may not be going next Tuesday either.
No, and I meant to get my tooth pulled today, but it was such a long night and I didn't get much sleep. I've got to put that off for a couple of weeks, because I'm just not in the mood to go to the dentist at 4:35 o'clock today.
Yeah, and who wants to get a tooth pulled?
Well, I have to get it too. I have to get it pulled. But I'm not going to do it today. I feel like, you ever remember watching Wile E. Coyote, how he always got run over by trucks?
Yeah, that you feel.
I feel exactly like that. Or else I feel like I got in a fist fight and lost, and somebody hit me with a lot of body punches. I just can't. I don't have the stamina anymore at 66.
It gets tough.
And it's not, but it's
people
not.
don't realize doing it's not if you were doing a nine to five shift, you wouldn't have a problem.
No, but still, it's not like I'm doing physical work. I mean, I sit at a studio computer, and yeah, I mean, I'm working the phones and I'm working the computer all the time. But why am I sore the next morning? My body.
Well, you have to realize that even like you said, you're not doing anything physical. The brain is working. I mean, that's what a lot of people say. Oh, you sit behind a computer, you look at computer models and all that. Yeah, but the brain is constantly working, calculating. And here in Radioland, folks, there's one thing that Marshall and I cannot take our eyes off of, aside from the computer. It's called the clock.
That's right.
And, even as we speak right now, I'm watching the clock, because I know Marshall's got to be out of here at 7 o'clock. So I watch the clock, and it's 6:57 right now, and I know when I could like yank the plug and say, "Okay, Marshall, it's time to go," but I also have to be on to my next station at 7:02.
Well, we're gonna have to yank the plug now, because I got to talk a little bit about the local election.
Yeah, well, why don't you do that? And because in the meantime, I could go upstairs and make myself a cup of tea. How's that?
Have some tea for me too.
I will, and you take care, and I'll see you in the morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.